Right now, the First Amendment forbids Congress from promoting a particular religion and restricting somebody's religious practices. It also prohibits Congress from restricting the press or the rights of people to speak freely, and it guarantees the right of citizens to peaceably assemble and petition their government. For about 3 hours today, students at UW-Eau Claire were able to voluntarily surrender those rights temporarily in exchange for lunch. It's part of the annual First Amendment Free Food Festival put on by the Society of Professional Journalists. Taylor Pomasel is a journalism major and president of the Society of Professional Journalists UW-Eau Claire chapter. She's also an intern at WPR's Eau Claire Bureau. Taylor, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, talk us through how this works. Take us to the Democratic Republic of Freelandia.
Of course. So basically, students come in, they sign in, and then they enter Freelandia, which is just a tent and a caution taped off area in the middle of campus. And they have to stay in there for 10 minutes, and they're at the complete mercy of our dictator and our goon squad, which is a police force armed with pool noodles. And they are at the mercy of the dictator. They have to do whatever they tell them to. And after 10 minutes, then they get their free lunch.
And so what kind of First Amendment violations are going here? How would, I mean, this is obviously a simulation, but what kind of rights do they give up here?
So they give up their five main parts of the First Amendment. So a good example is people always come in with friends, and they always expect to stand by their friends and just be able to chat with them the whole time. But we take those rights away. So our dictator a lot of times splits people up and makes them do like staring contests with people they don't even know, and they're not allowed to just speak and say whatever they want. And yeah, they're not allowed to stand by their friends, which makes the event really fun and different.
And do you get a lot of volunteers who do this for the pizza?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think we had about 200 students come through today, so it went really, really well.
Now, talk about the lesson you're hoping to convey here.
Sure. So even people in our organization have trouble naming the five parts of the First Amendment. So we hope when students come in, they can kind of have a fun experience and just be able to really realize and why it's important that these first five amendments should be used and should be remembered.
Talking to Taylor Pomasel, journalism major and president of the Society of Professional Journalists, UW-Eau Claire chapter, talking about a free speech exercise, a First Amendment exercise on the campus, allowing students to trade away for 10 minutes their First Amendment rights in exchange for some free pizza, and I believe soda is involved as well. Taylor, this is an annual event, right? How long has this been going on at Eau Claire?
Oh, gosh, long before my time. I couldn't tell you exactly, but we've had faculty members who claim they were around when this was still going on. So a long, long time.
And is this something that you find as a journalism major, a member of the Society of Professional Journalists, inspiring to think about the impact of the First Amendment?
Oh, yeah, of course, especially as a journalism major, too. Press is obviously involved. So literally my livelihood is included in the First Amendment. So this means a lot to me and my organization.
Now, who is involved here as the dictator and the goon squad?
Sure. So we always ask people of our organization first. And then normally we need more volunteers. So then we reach out to all of our student media. TV10 sponsored us today, as well as the student newspaper, The Spectator. We get our student radio involved. So we love to get all of the media down to help out.
And what kind of reactions did you get from the students who did this today?
Well, everyone always seems a little scared when they first walk up to the booth. We have a dictator. His name was Josh. He did a great job, but he's in a big beard and a big costume, and he's yelling at everybody and telling them to do things that they clearly look uncomfortable doing. So they always look a little nervous coming up. But once they leave, they always are like, well, that was fun, and now I get my free lunch, and I did learn a little something. So that's really fun from our perspective.
So what kind of lessons are you hoping people take away as they munch on the pizza and walk away?
Well, we hope that they at least learn their first five amendment or first five parts of the First Amendment, too. We hope they learn those. We hope they realize why they're important. Like I said, people love to come in and stand by their friends. And without that part of the First Amendment, you can't do that. You can't just say what you want. You can't practice whatever you want to. So we hope when they walk away munching on their pizza, they realize how important those five parts are and how important it is to utilize them.
Do you know if this is something that's unique to your campus there in Eau Claire, or is this something that happens elsewhere too? I've never run into it anywhere else.
I think it happens. We took it actually from a university from, I think, California or something like that. We're the only ones in Wisconsin that I know of, so that's why we're really excited about it.
And I don't know what grade you're or what level of school are you at. Are you going to be participating in this in the future yourself, Taylor?
I'm a senior, so I'll actually be handing the reins over. But I have participated the last 4 years.
And do you do other things throughout the year geared toward promoting freedom of the press and other First Amendment issues?
Yeah, in the spring, SBJ has two big events. This is the one in the fall. In the spring, we like to put on a big forum, and we love to bring like professors and faculty and members of the press in to talk about a topic. Last year we did women and journalism. This year it'll probably be something about voting. So in the spring we like to put on a big forum where we bring in community members and press and faculty to kind of talk with students about the importance of certain aspects of journalism.
Well, we'll leave it there for now. Taylor, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Taylor Pomasel, a journalism major and president of the Society of Professional Journalists, UW-Eau Claire chapter. We talked with her about today's First Amendment Free Food Festival, which portrays life without First Amendment protections.